Hello and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and in today's episode, I will give you my previews and predictions on the upcoming MLB season in the American League. With so many moves in the offseason, it is almost time to play ball. 3 weeks, in fact. In this episode, I will go through all of 15 teams in the American League and pick my playoff teams. Let's get to it.
Welcome to Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.
Before we get started, it's worth mentioning that MLB will be changing a lot of these rules in the upcoming season. There will be no universal DH and no expanded playoffs. However, the ridiculous rule of having a runner at second base in extra innings remains.
That's ridiculous.
Without further ado, let's get into it. Let's start in the AL East, the New York Yankees. The Yankees didn't really do that much this offseason. They did re-sign second baseman DJ LeMahieu, which was a very, very top priority. They signed former Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber, who only signed a one-year deal with the team. He clearly stated that he signed the deal to prove that he still has it. They also traded for Pirates starting pitcher Jameson Taillon, who still has potential, but his potential was being wasted in the Pirates organization. They did a trade of Gary Sanchez, which drew the ire of many Yankee fans, including me.
Get him out of here! Get the out of my room!
Oh my god!
Basically, it will be the same team as last season, but one question remains, and it really, really bothers me. Will Aaron Boone stop overmanaging in the postseason? I feel like that was a downfall of the Yankees last year with the overmanaging of one Aaron Boone. And I really hope he learned his lesson and he would stop overmanaging in the postseason, especially in the crucial moments.
This needs to stop now.
Coming in at number two, the Tampa Bay Rays. After a World Series appearance, the Rays are ready to run it back. However, the curse of the small market team reared its ugly head this past offseason. In a head scratcher, the Rays traded away their best starter in Blake Snell to the Padres.
But why?
To replace him, the Rays signed a familiar face in Chris Archer, who had a very miserable stint with the Pirates. They still have Tyler Glasnow and outfielder Randy Arozarena leading the offense. Will it be enough for a return trip to the postseason, let alone a World Series appearance? Only time will tell, and the Rays can be very unpredictable at times.
I don't even know who you are.
Next up is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, Canada.
Who I feel is the most improved team in the division, if not all, of the American League. The Blue Jays struck gold when they signed outfielder George Springer away from the Astros.
Oh my god, I don't believe it! Brian, we won! We won the jackpot!
They also signed former A's shortstop Marcus Semien, who could be the best free agent signing. Let's not forget that they still have Biggio, Bichette, and Guerrero all still in the beginning of their careers. This is going to be a fun team to watch, and I feel that they're going to make it far in the postseason. I will not be surprised if they make it towards the World Series. This team is stacked. Next up is the Boston Red Sox. I really don't know what this team is doing, honestly. Are they trying to rebuild, or are they trying to compete? Recently, they traded away the best player they had on the team in outfielder Andrew Benintendi. They traded him to all places, the Kansas City Royals. They did sign Kike Hernandez to trade for Adam Ottavino. it's going to be a very, very, very long year in Boston.
Meep, meep.
And finally, we have the Baltimore Orioles. Let's put it this way. It's going to be another rough season for you guys' team.
Hey!
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
The rebuilding continues. The only good news to come out of the offseason is outfielder Trey Mancini declaring himself cancer-free, which is a beautiful thing. I am rooting for Mancini to win Comeback Player of the Year, and he will win it. Beating stage 3 colon cancer is more than enough to win an award. So I wish nothing but Trey Mancini the best and good health for the rest of his career.
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Next up is the AL Central and the Chicago White Sox.
White Sox! White Sox! Go! Go! White Sox!
To be honest with you, this is their division to lose. The White Sox reloaded this offseason with the additions of former A's closer Liam Hendricks and starting pitcher Lance Lynn. They still have one of the best hitters in the game in Tim Anderson and 2020 AL MVP Jose Abreu. With ace Lucas Giolito leading the way, there is high expectations for the Southsiders.
Gotham! Take control! Take control of your city!
Next up is the Minnesota Twins. The Twins didn't do as much as the White Sox did this offseason, as they could be a runner-up to the White Sox. They did re-sign Nelson Cruz and picked up J.A. Happ, Andrelton Simmons, and Alex Colome. It's going to be a dogfight for the division between the two teams.
Here they come!
Coming in next is the Cleveland Indians. The Indians might have taken themselves out of the division title race. In an expected move, they traded away their superstar in Francisco Lindor and underrated pitcher Carlos Carrasco to the Mets.
What?
Yet they have one of the best pitching staffs in the league, being led by Shane Bieber. They still have potential MVP candidate in Jose Ramirez. I mean, anything is possible, and I feel that the Indians are going to be the most interesting team to watch this season. Coming in next is the Kansas City Royals. The Royals are doing something for the future. They are not going to make any noise this season, but in the next few seasons, they will. They acquired Carlos Santana, and in one of the most interesting trades in the offseason, the Royals acquired Andrew Benintendi from the Boston Red Sox.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
To me, that's very interesting considering that the Royals are a small market team, and Benintendi might be asking for more money when he becomes a free agent. It's still interesting to see what the Royals going to do this season and the next. And finally, you have the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tiger Baseball.
They improved?
You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
But still, they are in rebuilding mode. Let's go out west, shall we? The Houston Astros. Despite a sub-500 record, the Astros were one win away from a World Series berth. They had faced a lot of adversity as they lost ace Justin Verlander to Tommy John surgery. He is scheduled to return for the 2021 season, but who knows if he will be the same pitcher. Rising stars like Yordan Alvarez and veterans like Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Alex Bregman will help fill in the void left by the departure of George Springer. And it remains to be seen if Houston is still one of the most hated teams in the league because of their garbage can scandal. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how Houston does this year. Next up is the Oakland Athletics. The A's have been doing this for years, getting rid of their best players and letting the younger talent shine. With this season, they will be in a dead heat with the Astros. Next up is the Los Angeles Angels.
The Angels came in 61 to play in California sun. Bill Rigney was the manager that year.
For years, we have waited for the Angels to be great. We already witnessed the greatness in Mike Trout, but the rest of the team has been above slash below average. The Angels lost out in the Trevor Bauer sweepstakes, but I think their pitching is a little bit lackluster. And they're wasting the prime career of Mike Trout. If they don't get into the playoffs soon, then I think they should consider trading Trout to a contender. I mean, I don't think it's just not fair for Trout to be wasting his talents in a team that is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Next up is the Texas Rangers. The Rangers are in a bit of a tricky spot. They lost Elvis Andrus and Corey Kluber. Is it a rebuilding season or will the Rangers shock the world like they did a decade ago? And finally, we have the Seattle Mariners. Let's put it this way. At least they have a beautiful stadium. Oh, and they're not going to make the postseason for a record 21st consecutive year. I don't know what they're doing in Seattle, but at least the ballpark is great. I've been there, and it's a great place to catch a game. So, that's the American League. Who do I have winning each league? Let's take a look. From the American League East, I have the New York Yankees. From the American League Central, I have the Chicago White Sox. From the American League West, I have the Houston Astros. As for the first two wildcard teams, wildcard number one would be the Toronto Blue Jays, and wildcard number two would be the Minnesota Twins. Well, folks, that is it for the American League previews and predictions MLB 2020 episode. Do you agree with my predictions? Send me a comment on my social media pages at Twitter, at Kenny_sports. Again, on Twitter, at Kenny_sports. And on Instagram, at KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Instagram, at KennyTheSportsGuy. The National League predictions will be released at a later date. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.
Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.